Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, Christy. Christy? Oh, that's right. Unfortunately, Christy is not here today. I am flying solo on this wonderful episode of I Hear Voices. But man, she is going to be jealous, because do we have an episode today? We are joined by Disney royalty. That is not a euphemism. We are actually joined by Disney royalty. It's pretty great. I'm very, very excited. But before we get into our guest, I do want to mention that this is going to be the last episode that will be airing before our entry window closes for the super awesome contest to become the next big voice actor. It's so much easier to say that when Christy's not here, strangely enough. Easier for me anyway. But she is going to be bummed. I know she is going to miss out on announcing the end of the entry period for the contest. And we have gotten some entries. We have gotten some amazing entries. No joke. We are going to find somebody who is going to be able to step into the booth day one with any of our colleagues, because there are some talented people out there. Please keep sending in your entries, and they keep climbing every day. So don't forget, please send in up to a 2-minute audio or video, only 2 minutes. We are now starting to get so many that our poor producer has not slept. Vicky hasn't slept in as long as I can remember, and she needs a little break. So please, nothing over 2 minutes. Send it in to ihearvoices@iheartradio.com. And just very briefly running through the prizes. Once again, you get flown out to L.A. You have lunch with Christy and I. It's L.A. I don't know why I said L.A. That's very odd. Lunch with Christy and I, $1,000 spending money. You're going to come record some stuff for I Hear Voices. And of course, you also win a coaching session with Emmy Award-winning director Sam Riegel and or Mary McGlynn, both from The Legend of Vox Machina. Season 2 is now streaming on Prime Video. It's an awesome show. I think they release like 2 or 3 a week. And I'm not just saying it's an awesome show because I'm on it, which I am, which of course makes it more awesomer. But it is a very awesome show. Go and check it out. It's very much worth it. And man, a training session with the two of them, or one of them, or both of them, I don't know how it's going to work, but it's going to be incredible. And I might want to be a fly on the wall for that one. And everybody is going out and telling their friends, their family, the people at the bank, the people at the grocery store about this contest. And we are getting submissions from everywhere. So please keep them coming in, because it is so much fun. It really is so much fun. And we are going to find somebody that's going to be able to come and play. But don't forget, this is the last chance for you to enter, because the contest closes February 9th. 2023, that works, at 11:59:59. That is Eastern time. So send in your submissions, because again, February 10th is just too late, and we are going to find somebody. It's going to be a ton of fun. And once the submissions are done, then we get into the contest, and we're not even going to start telling you about the contest, but it is going to be absolutely incredible. Imagine the Hunger Games without the murder, which is essentially what we're going through. It's going to be great. All the way around, we are going to have a blast. So that's my spiel, my last pitch. Anything to add, Christy? That's right. She's not here. I keep forgetting that. No. So it is going to be totally fun. Amazing time. Send it in. That's what we got. But today's episode, I have been looking forward to this episode for a while. I love Disney stuff, you know, coming from Boy Meets World, Kim Possible. I'm a Disney kid myself. So anytime I get to talk to somebody else who is also has that Disney background, that's amazing. But when I get to talk to somebody who was on a show that is one of the most important shows in the history of Disney Channel, and I do not believe that is hyperbole, I think that is true, I am really, really excited. So today we get to welcome to I Hear Voices from the Emmy award-winning Disney Plus original series and from the original series, The Proud Family. I'm so happy. Can you please help me welcome Kyla Pratt? Hello.
Hello.
Yay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Is this like the 50th one of these you've done today?
Not yet. This is the third of 50.
Okay, good.
But you got me still awake.
Yes, we got you early and caffeinated. That's how I love
yes.
it. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thank you so much for joining us here. Well, joining me here. Unfortunately, Christy couldn't be here today.
Oh, it's okay.
So it's just, it's even better. It's just me.
It's just you, which is perfect.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm, I'm finally awake. So that's good.
That's smart.
Doing lots of press, trying to make sure that people know that we're happening. And it's during a hiatus week of my other show. So I kind of get no days off. I got kids at home saying they little stuffy noses. Trying to get out of school. You know, it's a lot going on. It's a lot.
I was going to say, you've got quite a bit happening right now.
Yes.
But
yes.
that's
not
what
a
you.
Complaint, not a
no,
complaint.
No, exactly. No. That's what. Hey, as actors, we're all happy when we have too much to do.
Yes.
And that is a wonderful thing.
Too much
thing.
Or nothing.
Exactly. Right?
It's either one or the other. It's not, let me just do something really quick. It's either too much or absolutely nothing.
Well, you are very much firmly ensconced in the too much part of your career right now.
Yes.
Because. Well, I was going to say, you've got, being I Hear Voices, of course, we will get into all the animated stuff. But I mean, first of all, just starting with, you're on Call Me Cat.
Yes.
Which has been a huge hit for Fox.
Yeah.
So you're one of the few people that has come on the show that is right now in the middle of doing both on camera and voiceover. So you are in the perfect position to tell us which one do you prefer?
I would have to say voiceover.
But it's
because I don't get me wrong. I love being on camera. I love what I do. I love performing. But I'm also a very chill person. So I love being able to go into the booth with like sweats and a hat and a hoodie and just yelling into a microphone until I forget that I exert so much energy that I get a little lightheaded. I'm like, oh wait, I need to eat. Cause you forget how much energy you have to put into it. But to like, when I was younger was the first time that I was doing a TV show and I was doing animation at the same time, The Proud Family, the first time around. And I used to love it, but I used to lose my voice all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that, you know, as a young actor, I was thinking about like my facial expressions and how I was looking. But then when I got behind the microphone, I didn't have to worry about that. And I think I was able to become like sillier and goofier and just making the faces in order to get out whatever I needed to get out, you know? So that kind of affected me. And so now I don't know how to not look silly.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at HomeDepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See HomeDepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
We've talked before about how essentially every actor is insecure. And you're, yes, especially when you're on camera, you're worried about how I'm looking, what I'm doing. And then when you get the behind the microphone, there's just this freedom of the acting where it doesn't matter. Exactly what you said. Doesn't matter how you look. Doesn't matter how people are perceiving you. You just get to just act like you're a kid again in front of a microphone. And it's just absolutely wonderful.
It's amazing. What's crazy is, like, the first time I did it, I was 14. And of course, we all have our issues. I always tell people, like, look, we're actors. We're very unstable. Just deal with it. Okay. But I was like, at first I was like, wait, my voice sounds crazy. Like, now, because you couldn't see me, I was finding something else wrong with me, something else that I didn't like. And so I didn't really like my voice. And I was like, oh my gosh, how am I doing voiceover? This is not going to work. They're going to fire me. Like, ooh, my voice sounds crazy. And then after doing this show, I'm like, so many people, my voice is so distinctive and so many people love my voice. And it kind of made me be like, okay, stop picking at yourself. Stop picking at every little thing. Like, everything about you is how it's supposed to be. And ultimately it made me stop finding reasons or things that I didn't like. And it was like, let it go. Like, you're making up stuff now.
That's amazing. Yeah, I think people forget that because we were quote unquote child actors, we're still just people growing up and we have the same issues that every other person has growing up. We're just doing it in front of everybody else.
Absolutely. And I'm a very big mental health advocate, and I'm always talking to people about, you know, realizing and recognizing that a lot of people put on these pedestals, and it's like, no. We're human beings and we're experiencing the same things that you've experienced, and sometimes, most of the time, at a heightened level, and it's more intense, you know? And it's just, I'm like, hey, we're normal people. We go through crazy things and we're extremely insecure about everything that we do.
Yep.
So now it's like everything is amplified. And so, I think as a kid in this business, once you recognize that, you go, oh, okay, I'm tripping. Don't make fun of yourself or don't down yourself. You know what I mean? Like, I've always been super self-aware. So I realize when I'm doing it to me. And so, yeah,
I think that's amazing.
I'm still working on it.
I think you're going to have to work on that for our entire lives.
Yeah.
And so this was a perfect, I was going to get into the mental health stuff a little bit later, but this is, you know, a perfect place to do it since you mentioned it, because I've been open about the fact that when I was about 23, I got hit with an anxiety disorder that totally changed the course of my life. Yeah. And you talk about that as much as you can, because talking about it is one of the most important things you can do. I would argue it is the most important thing you can do for your positive mental health. Yes. Is being okay about, you know, speaking about it when you have to, when you can, with anybody who's dealing with it. So how did you get into the whole kind of world of mental health advocacy?
I feel like I kind of just fell into it. I have I've always questioned certain things about me, but I was always very confident out loud as a kid. I didn't really beat myself up too much. It was little things here and there. But as I got older and I became a mom, I started to question so many things. I started to be nervous that I wasn't going to be the best mom. And I was putting pressure on myself, knowing that there was so many things that I can do and say that I can put on my children, and it can ultimately affect them mentally. And I just became overwhelmed. And when I had my youngest daughter, she was premature, and I realized that I started feeling negative all the time. Like, I am the most positive, I find the good in everything. And I really started to like be like, you're not good for this, you're not able to do this. And I'd be like, no, where is this coming from? So my positivity was fighting off the negative thoughts. And I just, you know, I didn't feel myself for so long. And when I started to slowly feel myself again, I said, this is something that I should talk about, like in interviews or with other people, because I know that other people are going through these things. And if you hear someone talking about it, it helps you feel not alone if you're struggling through the process. And I think, to me, a mental health, like, that's something that can help nourish other people, is knowing that someone else is experiencing the same feelings that you're feeling, and you're not alone in this feeling, and it doesn't last forever. And take deep breaths, and it's okay, you're not abnormal. And I think it's always been taboo because everyone wanted to seem perfect. Everyone's perfect. We are, oh, we're celebrities. We're supposed to have the best skin and the best hair and all of this money that's going to handle all of our problems. So people look at you like, who do you think you are having issues? Or who do you think you are? You have anxiety, like, you have a good life, because they see what we show them. And I constantly am trying to let people know, like, no, baby, I have days, okay? I want to lay down. I am overworking myself, or I need to make time for certain things, or all of a sudden I'll feel anxiety and I'll be like, what is going on? And I'm like, wait, I'm just having anxiety. I have to take deep breaths. And when you start to recognize it and you become more aware of how you're feeling, you know, it helps you get out of it. It's a lifelong journey for all of us. And I think constantly telling people, you're not alone. And these people who you think have it all together are going through similar things. So just, it's okay, you know?
No, I agree. I think it's amazing. And I also think I'm one of the things I talk about a lot is the fact that I personally believe that social media has not helped at all. Because it is one of those things where everybody's putting out that they're having their best life, and everybody's looking at it thinking, wow, all these people's lives are so much better than mine. When in reality, everybody's going through their own stuff. I mean, just like you said, it doesn't matter how many followers, we won't even get into the fact that they're called followers, but how many you know, people are watching you and thinking to themselves, well, yeah, their life is perfect. They're working all the time. And you have to kind of remind them, like, no, we're all real people and we're all going through the same stuff. And just like you said, nothing helped me with my anxiety more than talking about it and other people talking about theirs, because just like you said, then you know you're not alone. You know that there's other people out there going through exactly what you are. So I cannot applaud you enough for bringing that to the forefront, because it's hugely important.
Thank you. I did an interview recently and I didn't realize that I felt that way. But social media, like I always say, I'm so glad I didn't grow up during that time, and having kids right now during that time, it's like I'm holding off as long as possible. But I had told someone recently, I was like, you know, growing up, my mom always told us, like, movies and TV, that's entertainment. Mm-hmm. It's not real life. This is entertainment. These people are not real. This is just to entertain you. And so it kind of helped me not think like, oh, watching a certain movie, that's how I'm supposed to act, or these are things I'm supposed to do. So now I'm kind of letting people know, like, hey, social media is entertainment. That's all it is.
Smart.
It's entertainment. It's entertainment. I'm like, ooh, what's the best picture I can post? And then every once in a while I go, okay, I need to post a picture with my makeup not done. So when people see me when I'm not doing interviews and stuff, yeah. They know Kyla's not like this all day, every day. It's not happening. My favorite way to be is hair in a ponytail, face washed, moisturized, sweats on, and chilling.
Yeah.
And so every once in a while, I'm like, dang, I haven't posted anything like that recently. I got to do that. I got to make sure so people can see like the normal.
Yeah, because that's what it is. One of the best things I ever did for my anxiety is I erased all my social media. It's been almost 3 years, and it's been just wonderful. So I always say, you know what they're saying about about me on the internet? Because I don't. I have no idea. It's great.
I don't know. And that's hard because I remember I saw something recently where it was like my name came up in something and I was like, what? Like, I'm not even. And then I had to go,
nope.
Leave it alone.
Yep.
Let it go. And I'm one of those people. I'm really big on addressing like people.
Mm-hmm.
But in the social media world, it's like there's no point. There's like social media has made it okay for people to just say anything and everything they want with no consequences. And it's like you can't argue with people like that. Just let them be and just, you know what? Enjoy whatever this makes you feel good about. Enjoy it.
Exactly.
Living.
So you mentioned growing up that your mom made sure you knew that it was just entertainment. So speaking of entertainment, you know, cartoon wise, what did you grow up watching? What were your favorite kind of animated series when you grew up? And were you even an animation fan growing up?
Oh my goodness. I'm trying to like flash back because I feel like I've just been a Disney kid my entire life, like well before being a part of the family officially. Animation, I'm trying to think of anything animated. We were talking all morning about The Lion King.
Okay.
I was also like the Bedknobs and Broomsticks girls, where it was
like
a mixture of animation and real life.
Heck yeah.
I had all the VHSs, the white cassette. Now I'm like, I know I look younger than I am, but we had all the white cassette tapes, and we just had them lined up with Sleeping Beauty and Beauty and the Beast.
Yep.
And,
all the big ones with the big plastic opening thing and the pictures in the front. Yep.
That as soon as you step on it, now the VHS doesn't fit in it anymore, and you're trying to readjust the inside.
Oh man!
But yeah, I loved all of those. The Hunchback of Notre Dame, like everything. I'm a big kid, and I love that. I've kept that. I feel like every adult needs to keep that in order to like just be happy.
I agree.
Like my kids, I want them to be kids as long as possible, and then I don't want them to lose that essence. I feel like being able to create and use your imagination, I feel like that helps as well, because once you go into this like large world of like no more playtime, time to work, time to pay bills, it's like wait, you just took colors out of their hand and just said, hey, learn this, and that's not fair. Like allow them to, you know, keep that. And I think if everyone kept that, the world would be such a better place.
I agree 100%. One of the mottos I live by, and my wife always makes fun of me for this in a fun way, is there's a very big difference between childish and childlike.
Yes.
So childlike, you should never lose. I mean, ever. Childish, not so good. Childlike, wonderful.
I've never heard that, and I love it. Because I agree. No childish nothing. We don't do childish things, but childlike, absolutely.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax and unwind tonight with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy work week flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in our patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at HomeDepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See HomeDepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, so going to put you on the spot. Disney movies growing up. What's your favorite one? I mean, between Lion King and all that kind of stuff, what's your favorite one? You have to pick one Disney movie.
The favorite one?
Yep, got to pick one.
The first one that pops in the head, I'm going to say Aladdin.
Great movie.
I have to say Aladdin. I loved everything about it. Robin Williams is this the freaking genie, man. I love from the voices, from the, like, anything and everything, the music, the carpet ride, the Jasmine being stubborn but still wanting to be a princess, and still, yes, a whole new world, but hold on, I can handle this one. I love everything about Aladdin.
Aladdin was phenomenal. It really was phenomenal. They had four or five in a row there where they just kept getting better, it seemed like.
I loved it. Just, it felt like, I think, just reminding us of magic, you know? Oh, like, we great. Never really... Say, if you could have three wishes, what would you want? And then the street rat trying to con him into more wishes and getting him. I love everything about it. And I think also for me, I think that movie was I've saw other movies as a kid, but I feel like that was for me where I felt the first time seeing like someone with brown skin. And so it made me feel, I felt more relatable to the character. And so I think that's why that's the first one that popped into my head.
That's incredible. I love that. Okay, so then how did you find voiceover? Because again, I can sit here and I have your resume that I've been studying all morning, and we can talk about everything from Dr. Doolittle, Love and Basketball, Fat Albert, Hotel for Dogs, One on One, Let's Stay Together, Call Me Cat. I mean, you're just doing one thing after another. So how did you find VO?
What's crazy is that I started auditioning for voiceovers and I was like, why? My voice is weird. And I was like, why? Not knowing that that's a good thing for your voice to be weird in that area. But I auditioned for The Proud Family and it just so happened that the character looked like me. And then I hopped on board. But what's been amazing for me is that this time around for the Proud Family, Louder and Prouder, now is like 20 something years later, and I'm so much more comfortable within myself and with my voice. And so now I've been able to see my growth in the voiceover lane. I've been able to push my limits and be singing and dancing and just screaming. And I even did recently some voiceover work for Addams Family 2.
Oh, cool. And
yeah, when I first heard about it, I was like, oh, it's cool. I'm going to log on. Everything was via Zoom. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to log on. Let's see what characters. I don't know what they're going to have me play. And they're like, oh, no, we're going to have you play several characters. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry, what? Oh, I have to do different voices? Like, okay. But one thing about Kyla likes a challenge. So, and I'm talking about Kyla in third person now. That's how you know that. But I also like to make sure, like, I don't like to feel like there's anything that I can't do.
Sure.
Like, I love to try new things. And with that project, I wanted to, like, they were like, oh, you're going to be a little kid. And I'm like, okay, a little kid, boy or girl. And then I would just like say, let's see what comes out. And I just went with it. And I ended up being like four characters in the film. And my kids watched it, but they knew all the characters that I was.
Of course. I'm curious. How'd you do the little, kid voice?
Which one did I? I think I just went here and I just start talking very slowly and going like this. And I don't understand why.
That's amazing. How much fun is that?
Right. Just to be able to like try to do different things and be different people. And I don't like to doubt myself, but it's not something that I sat back and was like, oh, how many voices can I do?
Sure.
And now I'm just like, oh, you little man. All right. Like I just come like randomly. I'm like, all right, let's see what comes out.
Oh, I love that. So did you, how long before you started recording Proud Family the second time, did you hear there was a possibility that the show could be rebooted?
Not long at all.
Really?
I got the call from Bruce Smith and Ralph Farquhar, our creators. And when I found out that they wanted to revive it and they asked me if I wanted to be a part of it, I was like, what do you mean? I was like, are you guys going to try to get someone else to play? Like, there's a lot of beautiful, talented young women in this industry, but don't play with me.
No, you're petty. You're petty.
No, but I was like, absolutely. And then knowing that they were going to be a part of it, I knew that the essence of it would be the same. Reboots and revivals sometimes scare me because I'm the one that's like, no, that's classic. Leave it alone. Or don't. You might mess it up. But knowing that they were going to be a part, I was like, oh, this is going to be just basically Proud Family 2.0, which it turned into be. Like, I love the name of it. We are literally louder and prouder. And there's no way that I would not be a part of this.
That's amazing. So your kids essentially grown up watching you as Penny Proud?
Yes. What's crazy is back in the day, I didn't have, like I had all the DVDs, but they were like in storage or something like
sure.
that.
Sure.
And we had the Proud Family movie. And I think my oldest was probably like 5. My youngest was 2. And I was like, I'll only play this movie and see if they recognize my voice, which they did. So that was an amazing feeling.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then Disney Plus released The Proud Family, the original series on Disney Plus. And so my kids were able to binge watch it. And with the revival, like literally the first season back, we were releasing a new episode every Wednesday. And so my daughter would come home and be like, Mommy, is it Wednesday?
Yes.
Mommy, is it Wednesday? I'm ready for a new episode. And now this time around, she's been asking me, we're counting down to February 1st. Like literally every day. She's like, what day is it? How many days? Okay. And then she just found out that all of the episodes are going to be released at one time. And she's just like, I'm like, no, you have to go to sleep. You cannot watch. Okay. Maybe 2 episodes tonight.
You can't binge. You can't binge.
The fact that they're so excited, it just helps me become more excited. I know in a couple years, they're going to be old and not want to hang out with me, even though I'm going to force them to. But I'm excited that they love something that I'm doing.
Well, we are super excited as well. I just very quickly want to read. So some of the, not only is the original cast back, but some of the guest stars coming out, Gabrielle Union, Chance the Rapper, Leslie Odom Jr., Anthony Anderson, Dominique Dawes, Gabby Douglas, Holly Robinson, Pete, Maury Povich. The list goes on and on of the amazing guest stars that are coming out. So make sure you check out, because you got all the episodes of the second season of the Emmy Award winning original series, The Proud Family, Louder and Prouder. They're going to be streaming only on Disney Plus. Kyla, I cannot thank you enough for joining us. I know that you are so busy, not only in work, but in your personal life, and you are just crushing it on all fronts. And to come on and take the time to talk to us is very, very sweet. So, Christy missed.
Of course.
Poor Christy.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I know I missed her. We've been talking about this for so long.
I know.
Thank you. You are definitely a part of my childhood.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I tell you, my brothers are going to be so jealous that I talked to you today. And I appreciate you and sharing all the things that you've experienced and staying strong and keeping going. And thank you for your time today.
Well, thank you so much. Don't forget, you still need to sleep. Take care of yourself during all this junket stuff, too.
I will sleep later.
But Proud Family, Louder and Prouder, Call Me Kat. Essentially, turn on your TV and there she is. Kyla, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bye. Man, how amazing was that, Christy? Oh, that's right. Still not here. Yeah, she missed a great one. And I get to, she's going to be jealous, and I get to rub it in her face that, frankly, I got to sit here and talk to Kyla Pratt, who is, I said at the beginning of the show, Disney royalty. And in everything, and rightfully so, she is truly one of those people where you look and you say, I'm so glad she's as successful as she is because it couldn't happen to a nicer person. You know how you say that? That's her. So go watch Call Me Kat. Go watch the new Proud Family again, louder and prouder. I'm going to plug it again because if it's half as good as the original one, it's going to be one of the best animated series out there. It is all episodes of the second season, so you don't even have to wait. Of the Proud Family, Louder and Prouder are streaming only on Disney Plus. Go check it out. Kyla is going to kill it again, I'm sure, because when you're that talented, you kind of don't know any other way. So thank you for joining us once again. If you are listening to this, this is your last opportunity to send us a up to two minute video or audio to ihearvoices@iheartradio.com for the super awesome contest to become the next big voice actor. Yes. Come and join us. We're going to find somebody. We're going to find a colleague. So yes, remember, this is it. February 9th. After that, it is closed and it becomes Thunderdome because we are going to put people against each other and we are going to find the next big voice actor. I'm not even going to tell you who's going to be joining us as our special guests, but we are going to have special guest judges every week that are going to help us pick who's moving on. Some of the biggest names in voiceover. You have heard these people your entire life. It's going to be awesome. Amazing. So again, I Hear Voices at iHeartRadio.com. Up to 2 minutes. Do whatever you want. Funny voices, character reads. You want to do ad reads. You think you've got the next In a World voice. Whatever you want to do. Once again, Kyla Pratt, thank you so much for joining us. Go watch all of her stuff. She's amazing. Join the contest. Win $1,000. Come out to LA. Sign with my agency, CESD. I might not have even said that at the beginning when I was talking about all the other stuff. That's the big one, folks. That's the big prize. You get to sign with CESD, my voiceover agency. Thank you for joining us. And don't ever forget, if you think you got what it takes to do what we do, then step up and put your voices where your mouth is. Thanks, everybody.
I Hear Voices is hosted by Will Friedle and Christy Carlson Romano. Executive produced by Will Friedle, Brendan Rooney, Amy Sugarman, and Vicky Ernst Chang. Our executive in charge of production is Danielle Romo. Our producer is Lorraine Virouez, and our editor/engineer is Brian Burton. And that was my announcer voice.
Some side effects of listening to I Hear Voices are sore abs from hilarity, falling down the Coco Melon rabbit hole, sneezing due to mass nostalgia, and hugs.
Follow I Hear Voices wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss any of the amazing voices.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at I Hear Voices Podcast.
You can also check us out on MySpace, Omegle, Vine, LimeWire, AAM, and Napster.
Okay, well, let's teach you about the internet.
The who?
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.